And we're so excited to have the owner of the Mighty 990, Todd Starnes, on the line. Good morning, Mr. Starnes. How are you today?
Pastor Tappan, always good to talk with you, and appreciate you covering this very important story today that unfortunately has given Memphis another black eye in the national media. I mean, we are a national news story as a result of what happened in Orange Mount over the weekend.
Yeah, it is a sad commentary, Todd. I just know, and I'm very passionate about the National Guard. We've had these conversations before, and I'm open to listen to other suggestions. I'm fine with that. But what I do know for a surety is that we can't continue to do the same thing. It's not working.
The concern, and I think Bob Hendry is right, that we, you know, the National Guard can't do, I don't think that they would be allowed to do what they need to do. And I think the entire citizenry would push back if, you know, they came in and declared martial law. I don't know. Maybe that's what needs to happen. But that's a conversation for another day. We're getting a lot of blowback. The station is on social media over the weekend. And just to show, our great listeners the power of what they're doing, the city shut down all comments on their social media pages yesterday.
I saw that.
As did the Daily Memphian. And they're free. The Daily Memphian's free to do whatever they're going to do. That's really cowardly to shut down the. But we don't do that at KWAM. If you come out and call us a bunch of racists who wear hoods, which is what some people did yesterday, we're going to let you say that. We're also going to push back and defend ourselves.
Right.
But the concern is the legality of what City Hall did by shutting down comments. And I say that because the mayor came out with a really glib statement, as if this was some sort of a Boston Marathon terror attack, you know, Boston Strong, saying we are Orange Mound. No, we're not. And I'm not quite sure anybody wants to be Orange Mound with the way it is right now, especially when you look at what happened at last year's block party when there were actually people in the neighborhood, Pastor Tappan, posting videos talking about how dangerous Orange Mound's block party is. So I find it really dubious for the mayor, first of all, to come out. And the mayor did not even speak at the press conference the night of the shooting. He was there and said absolutely nothing. And then for the mayor to come out and to, you know, with this statement talking about, well, we all just need to come together. This is a cultural issue in that community based on the number of guns that were present at last year's event. And Pastor Tappan, how did the police not know that there were 300 people gathered illegally at a park over the weekend? I don't understand that.
If you have officers on patrol, there's no way that should have happened. I mean, it wasn't 10 people. It wasn't 20 people. It was about 300 people. And from what I understand, that area is a hotbed for crime. So I am sure that there was some type of proliferation of police presence normally in that area, because it is a very, very high crime, very dangerous area of the city. I know exactly where we're talking about. It's right before you get to Southern, near a viaduct. I know exactly where it is. It is a rough, tough area. And again, that's a failure from MPD if they did not know that 300 people were gathering in that community.
Well, the pushback we're getting is that people, you know, city leaders and the other media are not used to having an outlet like KWAM that actually allows people to talk about this. and over the past 7 days, Pastor Tappan, we've had over 780,000 people engaging just on KWAM's Twitter feed. So, you know, people, I hope people know they can come to KWAM. You can write your comments. We see them. We engage with you. And also, you can call into the station and offer your thoughts and opinions. We may not agree with you. You may not agree with us. But that's okay. That's part of what we do at the Mighty 990.
That's exactly right. We're not going to always agree, but you do have this platform to share your thoughts, your opinions, and how you feel about the situation.
Pastor, I'm just curious because, I mean, it just seems to me this is a culture issue. We are not seeing this in other areas of Memphis.
Right.
And now there are the argument is, well, you live in Germantown or Collierville or Arlington, so you really don't have any say in what's happening in Memphis proper. How do you respond to stuff like that?
That's idiotic. That's idiotic. I live in Whitehaven. You know, I tell you what, I will say this. I was seeing the spinning and the spin out things that they do, the donuts. We were seeing them pretty often. We haven't seen them lately. In the last 2 or 3 months, it has decreased, but it's increasing in other areas. And I believe, just like the crime report is talking about, crime numbers are down, but physically the numbers that are up are the ones that are most distressing the city. And that's juvenile crime is way up, where other crimes are way down. And again, even though that should paint a rosy picture, it does not, because what we're seeing on our streets, we're still hearing gunshots, we're still seeing people gunned down, we're still seeing situations like the Orange Mound Massacre. Look, I don't care what the numbers say, this situation is not under control. We've got a full board, Todd, just about here.
I'm going to hang up, Dr. Chapman.
And thank you so much, Todd. God bless you, and we appreciate your passion.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was our leader, Todd.